It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily, Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday here. We'll have to forgive the lack of the luau music. Max is still on vacation, probably in Hawaii. Tommy's still not wearing a Hawaiian. But that's okay. Even though Tommy's about to have nobody to tell him that it's not okay for him to wear a Hawaiian shirt to work, he's still not wearing a Hawaiian shirt. But, you know, look, it's okay. It's all right. It's a movement. We've got one more week to convince Tommy to participate, and we'll just have to see if he does.
I'm going to have to see, since I'm sitting in the producer chair this weekend for Max, I got to see if I can find that Hawaiian music. I don't even know. Let me look.
There's no telling where Max keeps all his hidden treasures and secrets. We'll have some fun today. We should be getting a visit from Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director, in just a little bit later in this hour. We also have Shreya Slada.
I don't know. I'm going to stop pressing buttons here.
We also have Shreya Slada coming in. Our KU insider will be in to join us. KU on a bye week. We'll kind of take stock of things and get the latest there. We'll also begin for the Chiefs with a big game against the Philadelphia Eagles. It's going to be a tough one. We talked about it briefly yesterday. We'll start to look ahead to it here today and some of the other storylines. The Royals fall last night, 2-0, shut out again. It's unraveling quickly. They got a couple of games here to get this turned back around, but it's going to be difficult. Tyreek Hill, who we mentioned yesterday in a little potential hot water legally, will go through some new accusations against him. There we go.
It took me a minute, but I found it. Yeah. I got it.
We got it. And then we'll take you through the rest of the headlines. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, WBC Delano's debut brew of Hatfield's Mama, which is a German Kolsch with a clean, crisp character, smooth and refreshing. Make history with Hatfield's Mama, Wichita Brewing Company, Delano's debut brew, available at all three WBC brew pubs. Welcome in. It is Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Caster. Tommy, how are you on this hump day?
Yeah, I'm good. I texted you last night that I feel like I need to give the Royals one of my famous jinxes where I declare the season over because I've done that a couple of times this season, and then they ultimately respond and get right back into it. I probably need to do that again because we're getting right on the brink of things.
They need a Tommy Jinx. For those that don't know, a Tommy Jinx is a declarative statement that is sure to turn things around immediately. It's not just for the Royals that it works. It works in all kinds of scenarios. It has worked in Chiefs situations over the years. So perhaps a Tommy Jinx coming today. I think they need it. I think we're to that time, that nut cutting time, as I like to call it. They better get it together because they're being passed now. A great deal, not just by the team that they're chasing, but by the other two teams, one of which they're playing currently. And it's going to be more and more difficult the longer they refuse to hit the ball, I think, more than anything. So we'll get into all of that today. It's a good Wednesday here. We're in the middle. We're in the thick of the crazy season of football. We've still got baseball, as we're going to talk to the, you know, Shockers probably in a few minutes. We're going to have some basketball talk in there. Injuries in the NFL already rearing their ugly heads. Not just either for the Chiefs. There are some significant injuries we're looking at this week, Tommy, across the league. Here we go. It's week two.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long at all. I mean, obviously, it's a extremely physical sport, so you're going to have players going down, and we've got several of those. George Kittle goes on IR. That was announced yesterday, so the Niners will be without him for a minimum of 4 weeks, and it may be longer. So, yeah, that injury bug has definitely bitten a few teams and a few players here early on.
The Chiefs, the 49ers, who they don't even know who their quarterback's going to be, the Raiders without Brock Bowers, like they're significant injuries right now impacting things, none of which I don't think are affecting Philadelphia, which would be handy right about now if you're a Chiefs fan.
The big Philly news, though, not injury related, but Jalen Carter. I don't know if you saw this. You know, he was ejected from the game before a snap even happened for spitting on Dak Prescott in that opening game on Thursday. The NFL, they ruled that that was essentially a one-game suspension, and they will not suspend him any further, which I do think that sets a pretty dangerous precedent. If somebody gets ejected middle of the game, if the NFL then rules that as basically that's their one-game suspension, I don't love that. I know it would be beneficial to the Chiefs to not have Carter on the field this weekend, but that's not going to happen. He's going to play.
Doesn't the league know that they're supposed to be helping the Chiefs? Did they forget that?
They did not get that memo this season. The script writers did not get that into the script.
Maybe T-Swizz can give them a call and see if she can figure something out there on that. I'm not sure where the miscommunication was on that. That situation was funny to me. I don't care particularly that he spit on Dak. I just like, whatever. It's one of the more disrespectful things, I think. Like that, slap it. Like if you had to power rank the disrespectful, like instant rage fuel things another guy could do to you, that would be up there. That would be up there. Getting slapping somebody like in the face would be up there. So Dak did his job there, but was it something that like Jalen Carter needs to be demonized for? Probably not. I think he missed the whole game. I'll be honest with you, Tommy. If that news didn't come down yesterday, I would have never thought him missing this game was even on the table. I just assumed he'd be back. I had no idea there was the possibility that that could linger into another game. You've got, and here's why I think to the flip side, like Jordan Addison for a DUI has been suspended 3 games, right? You're going to suspend Jalen Carter 2 games for spitting on somebody?
I think here's the issue. So I understand that comparison. Then that's a little apples to oranges. The issue that I have with it is that, you can, if you're a player, you can have a unsportsmanlike conduct, type deal, throw a punch, whatever it is, to another player. And if it's middle of the game, look, I just have to be done for the rest of this game. Like there aren't going to be any kind of future consequences that I'm going to have to worry about. I literally am just going to be removed from this particular game. So what happens if there's, what happens if it's a blowout or if there, the game doesn't really matter? You could have some kind of melee free for all, and players are not going to get apparently suspended longer than the game that they were just ejected from.
Do players ever get suspended for more than one game for punching and being tossed in a game?
I mean, I think so. I think that's.
I'd have to go back and look. I don't recall a getting tossed for throwing a punch and then missing the next game.
What would stop somebody in the third quarter of a 3-touchdown game from throwing a punch, knowing, look, the game's already over. I'm going to go to the locker room, and there will be no ramifications for me moving forward.
Fines.
Okay.
Self-respect. I think the league has to have nuance. There is a different than Myles Garrett swinging his helmet at somebody and Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I don't like it. I think it's stupid that he did it, but I just never thought of it as something that would have him miss another game. It didn't even register to me that was on the table, but he's going to play. And that just makes it even more difficult for the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon. But we'll get into that throughout the show today. We'll start to look ahead to that game. What are the Chiefs going to be able to do in their current situation to settle in with that team specifically and what they like to do? We'll get into it. It's all coming for you at Sports Daily. It's a Wednesday. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody. We're coming right back.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.